One of the worst bits of parental advice is the old slogan, "Do as I say, not as I do." This is often spoken by lazy, undisciplined parents trying desperately to rationalize their own woeful examples. They may think they're simply confessing their own weaknesses, but what the child learns is duplicity. The child learns that it's okay to say one thing and do another. In fact, this single statement has done more to encourage a life of hypocrisy than almost any other. But sadly, this idea has found a home within the church. In fact, it's been deeply entrenched in the hallowed halls of faith from millennia past. Jesus himself had to deal with it during his own ministry, as we see in Matthew 23. Then Jesus spoke to the crowds and to his disciples, saying, "The scribes and the Pharisees have seated themselves in the chair of Moses. Therefore, all that they tell you, do and observe, but do not do according to their deeds, for they say things and do not do them." I find it interesting that Jesus didn't say, at least in this passage, that the religious leaders were liars and manipulators, and to ignore them. That will come later. But in this passage, Jesus acknowledges that much of what the teachers were sharing was, at least in part, correct. The problem lay in the duplicity of their lives. So often we're faced with the same challenge. We have literally thousands of religious leaders in our world today who may teach an okay lesson, but unfortunately their lives are lived in stark contrast to their message. We all need to strive to evaluate both the message and the example of those we follow. And though the deceptive teacher will be held to a higher standard at judgment, we will not be held innocent for following a corrupt leader. And that applies to situations both inside and outside the church.